Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Our guest is Philip Haney, a career Homeland Security officer who retired and helped the rest of us understand what he was confronting during his time in government in a marvelous book co-authored by Art Moore entitled See Something, Say Nothing. A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. And Phil, you were talking a little bit about the willful blindness that we've been subjected to. Continue, please.
Well, we were talking about the president of either Malaysia or Indonesia being on trial right now for supposed blasphemy, for merely citing a passage in the Quran that plainly states that Muslims are not allowed, it's forbidden for them to be friends with unbelievers. That's just one small example of the supremacy and the danger of Sharia law and blasphemy laws. And that is the kind of thing that we're trifling with here. So we need to look at Article 6 of the Constitution and take Sharia law at face value. How does it define itself? It plainly says that it is a law that is designed to govern every aspect of the Muslim's life. So we have a fundamental incompatibility. So anytime you see people apologizing for Sharia law, just keep in mind Article 6 of the Constitution. Well, as far as the administration goes, I remember quite vividly one briefing that I gave when I was stationed at the National Targeting Center, where I talked about Sharia law vis-a-vis the nature of the threat that we were facing, the increasing number of potential terrorists that were trying to come into the country. And I got three responses from people several grades higher than me. One said, "Officer Haney, you are reckless." The other one said, "Officer Haney, this is impossible." And the third one said, "Officer Haney, this is really scary." And these are individuals in my same profession in counterterrorism that said that. None of them actually asked me to explain it to them, even though I literally had a copy of that portion of the Quran and Sharia law in my hand and offered to do it. So you're talking about willful blindness, and that was a good example of it.
Yeah. Partly this is being inflicted upon us. I'm reminded, Phil, of a recently reported training exercise conducted for French police officials by the Council on American Islamic Relations, Florida chapter. This is a group that we've written about in a book just published by the Center for Security Policy. And as with all of our books, it's available for free as a PDF. It's called Care Is Hamas, How the Federal Government Proved the Council on American Islamic Relations is a Front for Terrorism. Phil Haney, from your experience inside the United States government, what role has the alignment with and involvement of groups like the Muslim Brotherhood's Council on American Islamic Relations, what impact has that had on not just foreign governments' officials, but our own with respect to understanding the threat and following sensible practices for contending with it?
Well, that's one of the astonishing ironies of the whole situation, is that the federal government proved in Dallas, Texas, that CARE was part of a group of front organizations for Hamas. And then, at that very moment in November 2008, literally turned around, instead of shutting them down, began to invite them to come into positions of influence within both domestic counterterrorism policy, but also in the foreign policy arena, too. The U.S. government overtly supported the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East, of which Council on American Islamic Relations is a member of. And so, from my perspective, watching this, I don't even know what the word is. I can't find an adjective to describe it quite. But to have to be told by my own superiors to delete intelligence information that pointed directly at groups like CARE and the Islamic Society of North America and other well-known front groups for the Muslim Brotherhood was a very surreal and traumatizing experience. And I really do hope that we have the opportunity to address that in the coming administration.
Pray we will. It seems as though the stars are aligning to do just that. But the administration could do worse than study your book, See Something, Say Nothing. A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad, Phil, to help it chart a different course. We urgently need them to do that. Phil, just in that regard, would you talk quickly about this whole notion of countering violent extremism that is promoted not just by groups like the Council on American-Islamic Relations, but also by the so-called Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Division within the Department of Homeland Security, and what that has translated into in terms of willful blindness for men and women like yourself?
Well, that's another one of these preposterous, impossibly ironic situations. I say that because in the lead up to a summit that was held at the White House in February of 2015, the Obama administration chose three model Islamic communities, Boston, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and Los Angeles, as a rollout for their pending CVE policy, countering violent extremism. And literally, the day before or the day of the conference, the summit at the White House, which was February 18, 2015, the leaders, along with CARE, who we've already talked about, came out and held public press conferences and renounced the program as stigmatizing, biased, racist, Islamophobic, and ineffective. So who is the federal government supposed to be partnering with when the very Islamic communities that this program is supposed to be addressing publicly state that they don't intend to cooperate with it at all? They also did it in New York as well, CARE and ACLU. So they publicly renounced the Countering Violent Extremism program. And then we go back to Florida that you brought up earlier. CARE giving training to French delegates on countering violent extremism, while at the same time, within the domestic arena, they say that the program is ineffective. Again, I don't even know how to put that in words.
Hey, Phil, let me ask you about one other cabinet officer. Janet Napolitano, of course, was one of the more benighted choices of the Obama administration, ran your old DHS department. What's the latest out of her out at the University of California?
Well, she just publicly declared the entire University of California system, all the campuses from south to the north in California, to be a safe zone, a sanctuary city, and ordered the law enforcement officers there on at each campus specifically not to cooperate with federal authorities when it comes to the issue of illegal immigrants. And when I read this, it made me realize this is exactly the same thing she did vis-a-vis counterterrorism. Just substitute the word Islamic jihadist for illegal immigrant, and you can see exactly what she did to sworn law enforcement officers within DHS.
Deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra said. Phil Haney, we have to leave it at that. There is so much more to talk about. I do hope you'll come back to us very soon. Your accomplishments in government and the incredible job you've done teaching us about your experiences with your book, See Something, Say Nothing, and your tours on the various platforms around the country are really appreciated. And I hope your service will continue and make an even greater contribution in the future. I hope the rest of you will come back to learn more about all of this tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.